Joining us on the line now is the other big political master in our lives, the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. Mr. Albanese, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good to be with you and good to be back in Melbourne where the sun's just come out.
Yeah, well, it's a rare thing at this time of year, I can tell you. Now, your policy about picking winners, about investing in Australia, are you confident that as a government you know the right industries to invest in?
Yes, because what this isn't government doing things by ourselves. This is government using the power that we have to give support to the private sector, which is working its way through in terms of investments. Take, for example, this week we announced a loan, $400 million for a high-purity alumina facility in Gladstone in Queensland. Now, that is money that will be paid back to the government that will produce the best quality pure alumina in the world. That's a product that goes into things like LED lighting. It goes into lithium-ion batteries. It's really a high-value critical mineral. And because of where it's positioned, right next to the Rio Tinto aluminium facility, because it's also next to Orica that produces ammonia, what you'll have is a loop on one site, effectively a very large site, it must be said, the size of a few suburbs in a capital city. You'll have high-value product going into the facility, which will be the largest in the world. It will produce it in a competitive way, the best quality. And it will create literally hundreds of jobs, both in construction, but then ongoing, more than 200 jobs directly. This is an example whereby government providing that support in the initial stages can get an industry over the hump and can make sure that we make more things here, that we're more resilient here, which is what we need to do, like the Moderna factory here producing mRNA vaccines here in Melbourne will be really important as well.
But you're committing a lot of money to build solar panels. And I mean, China builds most of the world's solar panels. Right now, there's a glut of them. I mean, do you think consumers will pay extra to buy an Australian-made solar panel?
No, because they won't be extra. These will be the highest quality products. They have developed by using copper and cellular of aluminium, in this case at SunDrive, producing on the old Liddell power site in the Hunter Valley in New South Wales. They'll produce products that are the best in the world, that are competitive in terms of pricing as well. They have a deal with AGL there on site. It will produce more jobs than formerly worked in the old power plant there. They'll produce it using renewable energy made there in the Hunter as well. And so this is a commercial product. And we have to ask ourselves this, Tom, whether it's pharmaceuticals, whether it's solar panels, whether it's the sort of products that we use here in Australia, and we have the highest rate of solar panel use per capita in the world.
All right, well, let's hope it works.
For all of them to be produced in one country offshore, what happens if there's a disruption to trade? We need to be more resilient here. Australia can compete with the world, and we can win. And there is a race on, and we're in it to win it.